This is Biotechnica and you're listening to India's first life science podcast, The Voice of Biotechnica.
In the middle of November this year, a very unique news came to my attention. It was, for the first time ever, a woman in Canada has been diagnosed with climate change disorder. Although we all have heard and said a lot many things about climate change, global warming, etc., but I'm very sure not many of us have ever heard about this disorder. Hello, hi, namaste to all the listeners of Biotechnica. This is Tithi, your host for today's podcast, and I'm going to throw some light on what is this climate change disorder and can we really get sick from it. Let me tell you about the Canada incident first. Well, an elderly woman who complained of headache and dehydration, among other things, was diagnosed with climate change disorder. This was the first time ever that anybody was diagnosed with it. When the consulting physician was contacted by various news agencies, he said that his intention was to call a spade a spade amid mounting evidence of the damaging effects of the climate crisis. This, along with millions of similar incidents where people constantly complain of breathing problems, asthma, anxiety, and other mental illnesses, proves that global warming has gone from being a most worrisome symptom of industrial and human activities to a condition that could be directly blamed for health troubles. In the Northern Hemisphere summer this year, the Pacific Northwest experienced an unprecedented heat wave. Areas that had typically known only temperate summers, where many locals had never even felt that they wanted or needed to install air conditioning, saw high temperature records melt away amid a days-long heat wave that ended up killing hundreds of people. Studies published around that time said, among other things, that the heat wave would have been virtually impossible without the impact of climate change, and that record heat waves may become 2 to 7 times more frequent around the world over the next few decades. Many potential long-term impacts of climate change, such as population migration, food scarcity, loss of employment, and loss of social support, have consequences for mental health. Children are even more impacted by these disasters than adults and are more likely to have continued trauma-related symptoms after a disaster. Now let's take a look closer around our own home. The frequent floods that the different states of India are experiencing from last 5 years is also a result of climate change, along with other factors affected by adverse human activities. Besides the toll on human lives, this recurrent floods caused considerable damage to animal life, infrastructure, and the environment. Climate change coupled with air pollutant exposures may have potentially serious adverse consequences for human health. In 2019, as part of the worldwide survey, it was discovered that 21 out of 30 most polluted cities were in India. In 2020, India stands at third place among the countries with worst air quality, according to the figures published by IQAir.com. the average US AQI number, that is the air quality index number in India, was found to be 5 times higher than that recommended by the World Health Organization. The State of Global Air 2020 noted that air pollution is now the largest risk factor for death amongst all other forms. According to WHO, asthma has become the most common chronic disease among children. My 5-year-old son is also one of them. Over 930 million people, that is around 12% of the world's population, spend at least 10% of their household budget to pay for healthcare. With the poorest people largely uninsured, health shocks and stresses already currently push around 100 million people into poverty every year. With the impacts of climate change worsening this trend. Thus, we see the climate crisis threatens to undo the last 50 years of progress in development, global health and poverty reduction, and to further widen existing health inequalities between and within populations. So, if we are not looking at the underlying cause and we are just treating the symptoms, we are just gonna keep falling further and further behind. Whether it is asthma, anxiety, attack, or more comprehensively, climate disorder, they are just the symptoms, while the dramatically changing climate is the root cause of them all. It would be deeply unhealthy, indeed completely delusional, to completely separate from the evident plight of the ecosphere. But we must recognize that there is another level to this, driven by the cascade of intense despair and trauma that generate climate disorder. Climate disorder is a discrete and recognizable phenomenon. It is a crisis of epic proportions, one that so far we have lacked the appropriate terms to discuss in a meaningful way. We do not know everything about the intricate dynamics of how it is that our disordered climate is driving climate disorder, but we do know enough to start defending ourselves against it. We must prioritize protecting the delicate equilibrium, our world, on which our physiological and psychological well-being depends. We must accept climate chaos as an aggressor in this context. Recognition of climate disorder is a necessary start. With these thoughts, I would like to sign off. Please let us know how you feel about this. A big thank you to all the listeners. See you all with more such topics. Bye and have a great day.